Well, hello gentlemen, Solo Man here. Now this is a news item about a middle-aged femon who'd been scamming the benefit system for 10 years. Apparently she said she could hardly walk and she needed help when she went outside. But they were a bit suspicious and they set up an undercover sort of thing. And they found that she used to run 3 or 4 times a week, 5K from her house. Now, this is a big problem in the UK and always has been ever since I can remember. I remember when I was a young man, femons used to put loads of makeup on, dress up sort of seductively and go out, specifically to get a man to put them up the spout. Then the government would give them a place to live and give them benefits, and they'd also get money from the man. It was quite a good number. They didn't have to work at all. There's still a lot of that around, but not so much. But anyway, this femon defrauded the government out of £70,000. They are talking about a jail sentence. I don't know how she's going to pay it back, of course. Of course, it's our money that we put in there and pay taxes. But it's not just femons in the UK. Quite a few years ago, if you had two households, one was on benefits, the other one was working, the people in the benefits house could go out more, had more takeaways, lived better, actually, than the person that was working. But with men, it was usually they had a bad back or something. It is good that the UK does have a safety net, but it's being used and abused. I don't suspect this person will ever have to pay the money back. How are they going to? And she's not going to go to jail, is she? And of course, that's one of the big reasons why a lot of people, immigrants, come into this country by boat or whatever, because of the benefit system. I think all through my life, I've actually claimed on it twice, and not for very long, because it just didn't feel right, even though I've paid into it all my life. I remember in Canada when I worked there, I worked on construction, and of course in the winter, construction can't happen. It's too damn cold, and we used to get what they called pokey, until the weather warmed up enough so we could get back to work. But I still see a lot of it going on around me here in the UK, especially single mothers, who haven't worked ever and never plan on working. And they're still given a place to live and benefits, and they live quite well. And the whole reason why they have children is for that reason completely. That's why they have 2 or 3 children all by different fathers. You see, femons don't have any guilt, and a lot of men do. For some reason, a lot of femons think it's owed to them, just because they're femons. I'll put a link to the news item down below. Guys, do you remember the saying, call a spade a spade? Well, you probably can't say that today, can you? Take it easy.